Welcome to Brewed Insights, the podcast where everyday thoughts and perspectives can turn into profound revelations. I'm Joe. Grab your cup, find your favorite spot, and let's brew some insights together. Hi, good morning. It's Joe. This episode is about embracing the role of human advocates, a more unified approach to advocacy. Our world is filled with diverse perspectives. The call for advocacy in various domains has never been louder. From gender rights to racial equality, the advocacy spectrum is broad, each with its rightful place in the dialogue of progress. Could the concept of being human advocates, grounded in universal principles such as honor, integrity, morals, decency, sincerity, compassion, kindness, and truthfulness, offer more inclusive and effective path forward? Less separation. Perhaps it is time to consider a shift where advocacy transcends specific groups and embraces humanity at large, shifting the risks of division and misrepresentation that sometimes accompany more focused causes. We all know that some people don't like some of the causes that are out there, and it's not right or wrong. We can have our own opinion. I think advocacy in general is being misused. There is a need for human advocacy. As simply put, there is a need for animal advocacy. What's the difference? Really, human advocacy is not a call to dilute the importance of specific struggles. It's an invitation to broaden our compass of empathy and support. It suggests that while advocating for the rights and dignity of specific groups is crucial, there's an underlying commonality to all advocacy: the pursuit of fairness, respect, and dignity for every individual, for life. This approach encourages us to support one another beyond the confines of our immediate identities or experiences, guided by the core principles that define what it means to be a good human. To take a current subject that is being very used, which is mental health, which I completely stand for. And though mental health is truly very important to advocate for and start having real conversations about and real understanding and growth in so many ways, so many areas, it just isn't singular. So wouldn't it be better if we just shifted? Perhaps it would be more positive. Perhaps it would work better. What we're all trying to achieve is shifting the focus to human advocacy, having a true caring core principle of respect, honor, and decency for humans. Maybe we could start creating a greater shift in all of these areas. Unifying the principles takes us beyond segregation. In advocating for humanity, we anchor ourselves in principles that transcend demographic boundaries. Honor compels us to respect the struggles and contributions of all individuals, regardless of their background, regardless of their situation, regardless of their sex, regardless of their race, regardless of so many things. Integrity ensures that our advocacy is consistent and unwavering, not swayed by popular opinion or personal gain, which happens a lot in the advocacy circles out there. Morals guide us in distinguishing right from wrong in our actions and attitudes towards others. Principles offer a steadfast framework for our advocacy efforts, ensuring they are rooted in justice and compassion. Decency reminds us to approach each issue and each other with kindness and respect, while sincerity and truthfulness demand that our advocacy is genuine and not given with ulterior motives. The challenges of narrow advocacy. While advocating for specific causes is important, it occasionally runs the risk of creating echo chambers where voices are drowned out, and the true essence of advocacy to bring about understanding and change is lost. When advocacy is fueled by anger or desire for self-service, it can alienate potential allies and detract from the ultimate goal of achieving equality and respect for all. There is a call for comprehensive empathy. We see this a lot. This is why there's so much anger right now. There's many reasons why there's so much anger right now, but this is one of them. Empathy, understanding. By adopting the mantle of human advocates, we embrace a more inclusive empathy, one that recognizes the interconnectedness of all human struggles. This doesn't mean abandoning the fight for specific causes. It means framing these fights with the larger context of human dignity. It's about recognizing that at the core, every form of advocacy seeks to affirm the same principles of respect, fairness, and compassion. I sat down and I wrote this a while ago while I was writing my book. There's a chapter in the book where I speak to someone who advocated for women and helping women and also non-conventional way of helping people with PTSD and mental health and et cetera and so many other things, but very much spoke to these two areas and ended up being someone that literally was the polar opposite of what was claimed publicly, professionally, like crazy. When you're in a place like that, I was in a place of needing help and or just peace of mind so that I could heal from a journey that I went through. And I spoke to this person about it, thinking that I could safely do so because of what they advocated for publicly and professionally. And they absolutely didn't care. 100% didn't care. And actually, not only did they not care, they completely used what I said to make things worse for me. And that was evil. And I had to sit with that because it's a very hard thing to come across. You really want to trust people that speak this kind of language of helping and doing better and being an advocate. And so I find the word almost challenging in itself. Are people being real or are they just using it to gain status? Are they actually achieving something? Are they doing something? Are they making a difference really, or are they not? Or are they really making a bad difference and creating more bad stigma, I guess, around the subject? So I sat down and I thought, what do we really want on this planet Earth that is magnificent and beautiful and wonderful? Let's just say what we really want is to make a difference for all human beings in the most positive, decent, respectful way, not for self-gain. I just saying. Those are my thoughts. That's my perspective. And I think maybe we'll put some of that thinking together and see what we can come up with and create a human advocacy situation where we're actually teaching, coaching, mentoring, helping everyone the rights, the dignity, the well-being of everyone, where we no longer judge, we don't segregate, we don't separate, and in turn, we feel safer with each other. That's the point, isn't it? Just to be able to coexist like nature does. It just works, blends. The journey towards a more equitable world is multifaceted, demanding understanding of the varied landscapes of advocacy. As we navigate these complexities, let us not lose sight of the foundational principles that unite us all. Being a human and being a human advocate does not determine the importance of specific causes. Instead, it reinforces the idea that in our fight for one, we fight for all. We fight for the well-being of all. It is a call to action to support, respect, uplift one another, lift the limits of our individual experiences, and embrace the collective journey towards a world of fairness, dignity, and respect for every human being. I have to throw in animals too. Just saying. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. So if you're interested in sharing, pop over to joeharris.blog. Join the community and tell me what you think. Tell me your ideas. Share with us. I look forward to continuing the conversation with you. That's it for now. See you soon.